Crittenden County Rockets are coming off of a 50-48 overtime victory over arch rival Livingston Central at Rocket Arena right here before the Christmas break. Gives the Rockets the catbird seat in the 5th District play so far this season. Also, Trigg County is 2-0, and we will meet them on New Year's Eve in a makeup game here at Rocket Arena. Coach Hodge, this was a big win tonight to get that second win in the district and beat your arch rival in a great game.
Yeah, it wasn't maybe wasn't a great played game, but it was a great game to watch.
Great game.
You know, it was a highly contested game. You know, both teams fouled a little too much, especially us. But you know, when you get Crittenden and Livingston together, it's going to be highly contested, and it was certainly. They got their $5 worth tonight.
Yeah, I felt like we might have gotten over-reffed just a little bit, but like you, we were talking about before we started recording the podcast was, you know, you were playing man-to-man and really getting after them defensively. You're going to make a lot of fouls. They went to the line 48 times.
Right. You know, and we probably fouled them 48 times. And a lot of it was guys were getting beat off the bounce sometimes, and we weren't sliding over and helping in the right spots and rotating like we should. And, you know, if we're going to continue this course to play man-to-man and press and speed the game up and play 10 guys, we're going to have to be able to do it without fouling because the good teams will beat you if you foul them 50 times.
Yeah. Devin Belt, he's just playing superb for you tonight. He had 21 points. And down the stretch there in the overtime, he was 3-for-3 from the field, and the rest of your guys were 0-for-4. So that's where you hung your hat in overtime.
Yeah, you know, me and you talked at the beginning of the year, and I said, I told you, people are going to be surprised with Devin Belt. It's his first year to play, but he's been with us all summer. He's got himself in shape, and he's having a really, really nice start to the 2013-14 season.
He has a great game for Devin, and I talked to him a little bit after the game, and he said he missed some of the foul shots, and I think he did miss four in a row there and maybe early in the fourth quarter, and then he kind of took it on his shoulders there at the end. And they're Livingston's big guy, number 50, I think it's Miller, isn't it? He fouled out, they came to Rocket Arena tonight with 7 players dressed. So they were down to just 5, we had, of course, Dakota Watson fouled out early in the game, and then Aaron Owen fouled out early in the overtime, I believe it was.
Right. You know, they were 1-for-5 for three-point land, and we were coming out and guarding them. We were 2-for-19 from three-point land, and, you know, but we got to keep shooting because we are not bad shooters. We have good shooters, but you know, if we knock down 3 or 4 jump shots, you know, you could take all of our team in practice, and there's no way you could get us to go 2-for-19, and we're not taking bad shots. So, you know, we can't worry about that. We got to just keep. We didn't shoot the ball well at Union, but we just got to keep shooting the ball in practice and continue the course.
Yeah, tonight was very unusual. We were just the fans were yelling, "Somebody get hot!" You know, there at the end, and just looking for somebody to find that hot hand. And you got it into Devin Belt inside, and then Livingston, your backcourt pressure there with just a few ticks left on the clock. They turned it over twice. Their two best ball handlers, Ramage and Woodward, really. Right. So your guys got after them there at the end defensively.
Well, you know, the philosophy when you play 10 people and you press the whole game is you run people out of their legs in the fourth quarter, mm-hmm. and you make those steals late. Mm-hmm. And you can overcome deficits down 6 with 1.5 on the clock. Yeah. And that's the philosophy of any team that does that. And we were able to get some traps there late in the game, and they couldn't dribble out of them. And we got a couple steals and iced us the ball game right there.
And you're 3-3 and 2-0 in the district right now. Is this where you expected to be at this point?
Well, I don't know. You know, after losing 14 straight to Lyon County, it's hard to say that you expect to be 2-0. We obviously, our goal is to be 2-0 at this time. And we've got a good Trigg County Ball Club coming in. And, you know, the key for us, I think, is being sure that we go in ranked second or third, mm-hmm. you know, into the district play. Tournament. Uh-huh. Make sure that you're not in that fourth hole because it's really tough to come out of that fourth hole.
And you did mention that Lyon victory last week over at Eddyville. big. That was the first big win of the district season, and we had lost 14 in a row to Lyon County, dating back to 2008, I believe it was.
Yeah, I was still sitting in a chair when I got your text about that. So yeah, that at 11:30 at night. So it was. Yeah, that was a pretty neat stat.
And now we're going to play Trigg County here on New Year's Eve. Like we said, that's a makeup game. And this will be an exciting game because it will be the return of Peyton Croft, who is somewhat, I would say, maybe even a Dennis Hodge protege.
Well, I don't know.
Played under you. You were the assistant coach with his father, Jimmy Croft, for many years. And Peyton played here and is in the top 20 in all-time scoring and maybe the all-time assist leader. I don't know that we keep very good records for that, but I think somebody mentioned he might be.
Well, we keep those good records now. Coach Croft always kept them up, so I'm not sure where where they're at in between there. But, yeah, I'm excited about Peyton coming in. You know, Matt, my assistant coach, Matt McMahon, and then Peyton both played for me and Coach Croft. So it's exciting to get to play against him. We always said when Peyton was growing up, I always told Jimmy he's going to be a lot better coach than me and him both, and I stick with that even though we plan on beating Trigg County, but he's going to be a great coach. He's got a great career ahead of him. He's a brilliant young coaching mind, and just to be honest, Trigg County probably won't be able to keep him very long unless they really give him a sweet deal, because I think he will be so successful that he'll have an opportunity to move up if he wants to.
It'll be great to have Peyton back, and it'll be a very emotional game, I think, to have you two friends at Rocket Arena that night, and it'll be a great way to celebrate New Year's Eve, and I'm sure there'll be a packed house. Party favors for everyone.
That's right. You know, Peyton, I'm actually probably about 314-1 in one-on-one games with Peyton, because I've been beating him ever since he was like 10. Actually, I've probably beaten him since he was 6. When he'd get off the bus, we'd play every afternoon until he was about a junior, and then I got tired of playing him because he'd gotten too good. So I'm sure he may want to pay me back for all those beatings.
Does that roll over into this? No roll over, no carryovers. All right. Well, hey, we're really looking forward to that game on New Year's, and Trigg County will come in at 2-0 in the district as well. So this will be a battle for the lead at the midway point of the regular season round robin. Yeah. Good luck. Take a break, and then we'll get back on the court. You go to the McLean County tournament the day after Christmas, and I know that will be a close drive. Your wife will be down in Florida.
She'll be at the beach and getting the sun, and we're getting snowed on.
The girls are going to Orlando for a tournament. So have a nice Christmas break, Coach Hodge, and glad you're 2-0 in the district. Proud of them.
Thank you, Chris. Me too.